大家好 ，I'm Bala from Bala Simple Chinese School. If you are beginner, intermediate, advanced, looking for HSK study, business Chinese, or simply want to improve your everyday communication, I'm the teacher for you. Come and join me for a free trial class at Bala Simple Chinese School.
Everyone, Craig here. Welcome to another edition of the podcast, Tell Craig Your Story. Today we'll be speaking to XY. Now, XY is a painter and animator specializing in cyberpunk, pop art, graffiti style, working with paint, sculpture, digital, clothing, jewelry, and animation. Now, XY is born in China. She did her master's degree at Coventry University in the UK.Now living in Shanghai. Her areas of expertise are in illustration art, independent illustration, graffiti, 3D modeling, sculpture, and digital art. And her art can be described as cyber pop. From January 2016 to November 2022, she set up a personal studio collection, Welcome to the Future.And in this period, she worked with brands including Levi's, Nike, Peacebird, and Jaguar. And for me, it's all about the colors. And my personal favorite is Albert Einstein. But before we go, please go to our website. We're at Podbean. Tell Craig Your Story at podbean.com. We have a link tree which tells you where Tell Craig Your Story podcast is streaming. We are on all the major streaming services.We also have a YouTube account. Make sure you're subscribing and liking to get all the latest updates. At Tell Craig Your Story. We have VK for our Russian listeners. And we have Little Red Book and WeChat for our Chinese listeners. All right, here we go. This is my chat with XY on Tell Craig Your Story podcast. Hi, XY. How are you today?
Hello, Craig. I'm so good. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. So let's talk about first thing. I have a brand new website. Tell us about this and where can people find you?
Okay, my website is xyart.com.
And what can we find here on the website?
It's including my artworks, the brands I cooperation, and some video I make. It's a little bit GIF animation.
Excellent. And you were just saying before that you have an exhibition or an art gallery coming, but not in Shanghai, right?
Yes, it's in Shanxi province. The gallery named the Long River. It's a very cool gallery. And this time have six very cool Chinese artists. So if you guys have time, can go to check.
Very good. And when's the date, sorry?
It's from 1 week ago. Oh. But the exhibition is at least 3 months.
Right.
Be there.
That's really cool. Played a show at OKO Bar and just walking past, I didn't even know. And then I saw 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of your artwork. Amazing. And it's all digitalized as well. So it's like they're all moving. So Was that another art exhibition there at OKOK or artwork?
Yes, we guys have an exhibition there. So when I finished four animation, they think it's so cool, so keep it there.
Yeah. And just talking about that and being here in Shanghai, who are some of the bands that you've worked with? Solitude was one of them, right?
Yes. Siren.
Yes.
Also Siren and a Chinese band named Wu Xiang Xuanhua.
Mm. What do they want being in a band? Are they wanting like posters, promotion? Is that what they want?
Yes. Normally it's a poster, but sometimes it's like a IP. It's a symbol of their band.
Yeah. For example, Siren and Solitude, they're pretty heavy. So are they scary graphic?
So I just try to mix some cute elements with the cool stuff together. It's the opposite things. If put together, the vision will be looks more cooler.
Right. And another one that we've had on the podcast recently, DJ Skinny Brown. So how did that come about as well?
Yes, it's about 4 years ago. Yes. He asked me to do it's a poster. When I finish the poster, I think if this can make to an animation, will be more cooler. So I later do the animation part. I sent to Saul. He love it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, Papa Suda. So are you still working with Saul?
Oh, he asked me a few times. He want to buy some painting from me. Yeah. I'm still waiting there.
Come on, Saul, what are you doing? Come on, that's a big shout out for Saul there. That's great. All right, so let's go back. So you are from China. Whereabouts in China are you from?
I am a Beijing person, but I grew up in Hebei. It's very near Beijing.
Right. And how did you get involved with art and creating things? Like, were you doing drawings when you were a little girl?
Yeah, firstly, I love the comic book a lot. So I always love the sci-fi part of the comic. So it's the first time when I graduate. Yeah. So that time I feel a little bit confused. So I think about, do I continue do the part I love or I just find a job? It's that part will be more easier. So, but finally, I think I'm young. I need to try a few years, see what will be happen. So firstly, the job is some brands. It's my friends introduced some brands corporations from that part. So it's like 6 more years I full-time do the art part.
All right. And what comics were you inspired by? Were they Japanese comics? Because they're pretty popular at the moment, right?
Oh, it's just we can talk about Niao Shanming part. This artist is just these few days passed away.
Oh.
So I read lots of his comic book.
Yes. Inspired by him?
A little bit. But right. Another part is also come from some novel. Some sci-fi novel. It's like, do the android bot dream the electric sheep?
Yes.
This kind of novel, it's all about cyberpunk world. Actually, a little bit, I think maybe right now we're living a cyberpunk world.
Yeah.
AI is these days is so popular.
Taking over the world, isn't it?
Yes, everybody talk about it. And right now it's AI can make lots of cool video also. So it's maybe in the future it's have more, it's like some hospital can use AI. I think right now it's already used at some programs like use artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it's very interesting, but there can be some lazy people out there that are going to write a novel and write music. So do you think that this is a good thing or a bad thing for AI?
I also, it's my lots of artwork is including this kind of thinking about, is this a good thing or not? But I think in the end, it's not a good thing. But right now, maybe can help lots of people because it can be make our work going so fast.
Yes, yes, yeah. I just worry about people studying and just going online and just clicking a button and then, whoop, there's a 20-page essay, submit.
The problem is, I think if right now it's a human being built an AI, so AI can be learned forever. It will be smarter than human brain in the future. Yes. In few years, I think.
Yeah, it's just like the Terminator taking over the world, the cyborgs.
Maybe.
I read that you went to England to do your study. Tell us about that.
So I learned some animation there.
And what were you doing? What was your major? Art?
It's not art. About media. It's a digital media art. This kind of thing.
Okay. And you went from like a village to Beijing to England?
Yes.
So what were those steps like? How did you adapt to, like, what was the first time going to Beijing? What was that like? And then what was it like going to England where you can't speak Chinese a lot?
Yes, I grew up a very small village in China, and our village is really small. When I 14, the first time being Beijing, I feel like I find my father there. I feel like, wow, it's really a big, and I have lots of different kind of people there, and it's have lots of culture I never saw. Then I go to college. It's in Changsha. It's a province. So I've been there 3 years. Then I go to England for 2 years.
And do you think that the people in your village will get a lot of opportunities to go to do what you did? It's really difficult because I've done that as well, being able to go to different villages in China. And they're so smart, these kids. And they can speak English, some better than some native speakers. But they'd probably never get the opportunity. Like their mum and dad are farmers. And so is that the same in your village as well? Very lucky for you to go to England and be able to study?
No, normally it's some people just stay in the village, don't want to go out because I don't know, it's just maybe I always want to go to check what happened outside the world. It's also actually this time the Chinese New Year, I been in Beijing, though, go to the small village very near my hometown. And I still see the village stay the same. So right now have lots of old people stay there. Young people try to fight a new opportunity. It's more positive than before. But a few years ago, when I leave the village, so people just, they don't understand art. They don't understand the thing I did. So before they ask me lots of questions about, so they just treat art like, if you painted this person, is this looks like that person? They ask most questions like this. They don't think art have maybe another thing the artist want to give the opinion. They can get it.
I totally agree. They play piano, they're playing guitar, there's people that were singing in the choir. But
the skill is so good, but the creation part is...
The mum and dads are like, no, I want you to be a doctor or a lawyer, you know what I mean? So every time I went to a place and they were playing guitar or singing or something like that, always try and encourage them.
From my opinion, I just think if I can succeed being a full-time artist, I think everybody in China, every kid have the opportunity.
Yeah. And do you have the people that you've inspired? Like, do people know you in your small town where you're from for your artwork?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But what about Shanghai? I mean, I've heard quite a few people now say XY and your paintings. So you're getting, starting to get a bit of a name for yourself. What stands out for me is the color in your artwork. How do you choose the color in your artwork? Because it's so catchy.
Before, I loved the wood cart a lot. So my line is like a wood cart part. It's all black and white. But my color is more like cyberpunk stuff. I mix lots of neon color inside my paintings. I just feel like I want to create a colorful world. Because the color is so important. Sometimes our eye can see the color, but actually it's everywhere. This color is 7 color, have lots of color mix up.
Yeah. Tell us about your 3 or 4 years in England.
I know the actually Coventry a lot. They have lots of church and beautiful church, and Coventry is like 100 years no change. Mm. So have lots of big red wall factory, and have the ska music.
Yeah.
And it's so good. And people love to drink a lot. So after the work, maybe they have free time. They go to a bar and talk with friends. And I just feel like England people, lots of England people is really artists. Because I feel like everybody have little hobby.
Mm.
Some people is collect things. Some people really love the vintage and stuff, the clothes. I have a friend there, he collect the costume, the vintage clothes. It's for loyal and army in the clothes. But also I think it's when I stay there, I feel a little bit I'm not belong there.
Mm.
It's this kind of feeling, because the habit, our life habit is so different.
Mm.
And England people always have very good manners. They treat people very respect, but I feel like a little bit I can go in closer to them, know them more, this kind of feeling.
Yeah. So when you come back to China, did you move to Shanghai straight away?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And what was the plan once you got your degree? Was it to start your own business straight away?
Oh, it's not. It's when I graduate, I stay in Thailand for 3 years.
Mm. And what were you doing there? Is that where you started a business, or what did you do in Thailand?
I learned some sculpture. It's I find a teacher and he teach me how to sculpt,
right.
Make the sculpture artwork.
So are you doing that as well as a part of your artwork now?
No, not right now. Right now it's more painting.
Right, but to get good experience, yeah, that must have been pretty good. So when did you come back to Shanghai then?
Like 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you started your business?
Firstly, it's not a business. Firstly, I treat it like maybe I can try. I have time.
Mm.
And firstly, it's one of my friends, she opened a workshop in Shanghai.
Right.
She is a very important person to me.
Mm.
Because from her, I know this can be work. And she already cooperation with some bands and brand. And lots of people find her, give her commission.
Yeah.
Give her the commission. And she's full time to do this.
Mm.
But right now she already go back to hometown and have her own family and her babies. She asked me, do you want to come? And we guys can be together. It's like we have a little studio together. I directly say yes, because I don't know how I can do this alone.
So, looking on your website, it says here that in this series, I plan to create 200 works in succession and participate in exhibitions as my own independent style to share my creative world outlook. So, you said that you've already done...
Yes, I finished this program.
Incredible.
1 year. Years ago, it's actually this is I create every element of the artwork, like I painting 10 face and 10 hair, 10 clothes, it's 10 hands, 10 backgrounds. If I hide one layer, it's turned to a new painting. So I only change part of hairstyle, it's another new.
Right.
So this project is can be turned to a very huge project.
So 200 is only just the start, right?
Yes.
How did you get your name XY?
It's my Chinese name, first letter.
Right. Mm. And it says, Girl Power, Bionic Man Will Dream of the Electronic Sheep. So we talked about this before, but so tell us about some of the characters that are involved in your artwork. So
normally, I prefer to painting the girls. I don't know why. So I just more like painting the girls.
Yeah.
My work is normally the girl don't smile. It's more cooler. It's more cool face.
Why?
And some parts is robot parts. And this series more like his life is no meaning. About this part of, but it's two dimension part.
Cyber Girl. Again, just the colors for me just really make it stand out.
Cyber Girl is about a character, is an astronaut. So, but I create her like one eye. So yes. I just want to say sometimes our eye is not so important. If you want to see something, you need from your heart, it's not your eye. So sometimes eye can lie to us,
yes.
But our heart can, it will be always be truth. So, and also, I create her a hammer have four eyes.
So it's going from one eye to four eyes.
So the girls maybe have one eye, it's not complete,
right.
But her hammer will be help her can see a 360 degree. Also, she carry a heart background. It's a simple. I want to say your heart need to be clear, open. People can see your heart.
Yes.
So this is about several girls.
And then the theme, Back to the Future. Tell us about this.
Because in the history, have lots of cool IPs.
Mm.
The IPs, like lots of people know the IP.
Yes.
But I can use the IP, but with my style, create a new character.
Got it. Astro Boy.
Yes.
R2-D2. Cyber Rabbit. What makes Cyber Rabbit so different?
This IP from the rabbit year. So before the rabbit year, I created the cyber rabbit. I mixed with some Buddha vision. And because it's people ask for Buddha for some meaning, maybe some people want some money, maybe some people want a better life. So it's I want create a pop IP.
Sufubi.
Sufubi, these words come from Japan. It's a kind of toy. They make some toy like a cult style and a more colorful style and more it's like a collection one. It's have one sculpture, but painting the sculpture with maybe 20 different kind of colors.
That's amazing. One of my favorite ones, and when I come here last time, I just thought, whoa, Einstein. I love this one. Tell me about this one.
I think Einstein hates a punk.
Yeah.
Because I saw his documentary about him. It's a lot of people. It's just being cruel. It's he make a bomb. It's like equal to MC square.
Yes.
So it's people tested the bomb around. People just be together and see the bomb, and he just ride a bike and leave there and go to play. And also this painting I mix like lots of graffiti style and modern art put together. And
you give him a leather jacket with all. That's rock and roll. It does look like a badass, but can we go on to the website to pay to look at the artwork and buy it online, or do we have to contact you?
I need to contact me.
Okay.
Because right now you still don't have the function to buy.
Got it. What countries and what cities you've been to with your art? Like, where have you taken it, internationally or domestically?
If in China, it's have lots of provinces. My artwork, so maybe I'm not be there, but my artwork be there already.
Yeah,
it's like Hangzhou, Taiyuan, Jiangsu, Nanjing, Sanya, Beijing. Another country is Thailand, Singapore, England. One time is America.
And is this just people that have you've had like a you've been there, you've had an art, or is it just someone that's bought the work and then put it up? Did you actually go there and have an art gallery there, or?
Sometimes they buy my work from the exhibition.
Right.
And sometimes it's just my friend introduce and add my WeChat.
So during your time, you've also met a famous Chinese punk legend. Tell us about him.
Oh, their Chinese name is Mi San Dao. Yeah. So Mi San Dao is a Beijing very traditional food. But no, normally it's another city people, they don't know what is Mi San Dao.
Yeah.
But because this band, they know Mi San Dao is is named a band. They are a most original skinhead style band in China and the first one.
Yeah, right.
I don't think before them have another skinhead band in China ever.
And they were very popular here in China, right? They toured all around. Didn't they do like big tours of China?
They can't be called popular because they are normally underground style.
Right.
Yes. Right. And the singer Lei Jun, he's already dead. He's dead like 10 years.
Mm. But they had a real big underground following, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Every time they perform, lots of people go and people love punk the music or do the oi, oi, oi. So lots of people around.
Yeah. So if any other bands would want to use your art, I know that you've used lots of different, worked with other different brands as well. How do we get in contact with you again?
Find my contact from my website.
Which is?
xyxyart.com.
And the WeChat is on your website, right?
Yes.
Excellent. All right. Tell me what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Don't give up.
Awesome. Good. If a young student wanted to do what you're doing now, what advice would you give them?
Just continue. Do it. Do it. Do it. Just don't waste time and create more. And if you try more, you will find your style.
Mm. Yeah, agreed. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give to her?
Don't smoke weed.
Good advice. So at the end, we do the top two or three favorite things of all time. As of today, don't think too hard. We all here in this room love our music. So who are your top two or three favorite bands of all time?
First one is The Cure.
Oh, very nice.
Second, Patti Smith.
Nice. Very versatile.
Also,
and one more.
I love Marilyn Manson.
And Chinese bands or artists?
Chinese artist, Qi Baishi. He's already dead. So he painted some with a Chinese brush with the shrimp, fish, the flower is so alive. It's so simple way to painting, but the atmosphere is so far away.
Yeah. Keep it simple. Three local favorite bands or artists.
Mi San Dao.
Okay.
First. And Beyond.
Oh.
It's 90s Chinese, from Taiwan.
Very cool.
The punk rock band.
Nice. I've always heard that Taiwan and has had a good punk scene. Books. Tell me your top two or three favorite books.
Do Android Dream About Electric Sheep? First one.
Mm.
And second, Red Pepper. Comic book.
Mm.
Gorillas. Jamie Hewler. So, artist. Hey, painting for gorillas.
Nice. Three of your top favorite movies.
Blade Runner.
Oh, come on. Great one.
Metropolis.
Oh, nice.
A Ghost in Shell.
Okay.
It's a cool movie.
Great. Your top three favorite places that you've lived, or you've been to, and then two or three places that you want to go to in the future.
I've been to Thailand, Bangkok.
Yes.
Shanghai.
Mm-hmm.
Beijing. I want to go to Thailand.
Go back there. Where but?
Maybe island Koh Samui. I want to go Chongqing. And Yunnan. I think it's beautiful. The mountains are so beautiful.
Yes. Who is your greatest inspiration / hero and why?
Patti Smith.
Why?
Because he put the poetry and the music together. The first person to do this. Her every song is like poetry.
Excellent. XY, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, finally.
You go. Keep doing what you're doing. You're really making a difference. I think it's so original, and I hope that people can see this now. I hope you can get some more business out of this.
Thank you very much.
Not a worries. Thanks for your time.
Hi, I'm Nigel the Shanghai Psychic. I can tune into your loved ones in the spirit world, but I can also tune into you, tell you about your path and the choices that you need to make and need to know. I'm currently giving 30% discount on all Tell Craig Your Story listeners. Just use the code Tell Craig Your Story for 30% off your first psychic reading with me online at Nigel the Shanghai Psychic.